USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Saturday was the fourth straight day of record-high coronavirus infections in the United States. The COVID Tracking Project reporting there were more than 128,000 infections on Saturday, the fourth day in a row that topped 100,000. Nearly 11,000 people also died. Lots of people also took to the streets on Saturday as Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared himself the victor of the 2020 election, many of them not wearing masks or social distancing. The president of Mexico says he's holding off on congratulating Joe Biden. The president saying he'll wait until all the legal entanglements are resolved and then he'll congratulate the winner. That is also the policy of USA Radio News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said he will be calling on the Department of Justice and the Postmaster General to investigate a U.S. Postal Service whistleblower's claim about an alleged plot to backdate mail ballots in Pennsylvania. A rally supporting President Trump was held in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on Saturday, with these voters believing
Trump had a following like the Beatles, and Biden had eight people in a room.
You look at his rallies in Butler County, we had 57,000 people there. The energy is there.
I want a fair election, and I don't think any votes should have been counted after 8 o'clock on Election Day.
Tropical Storm Eta made landfall in Cuba today. The storm is also expected to gain some strength once it is back over open warm water on its way to the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of South and Southwest Florida. Heavy rainfall is predicted in the next few days for most of Florida, all the way to the Bahamas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many of us are dealing with anxiety over the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. According to a recent survey from the American Psychological Association, 68% of adults say the election has been a significant source of stress in their lives. As far as how to deal with that stress and anxiety, Dr. Sue Varma tells CBS This Morning.
Look, you know, when it comes to anxiety, we talk about the productive aspect of it, which is what helps you make an action plan. So are there things in your life that need taken care of? So, look, you know, looking for the job, taking care of your health. But then there's the unproductive anxiety, which is where our wheels are spinning. And that's where the, you know, sort of tips can come in, where are you able to distract yourself and self-soothe? Those are kind of distractions, self-soothing, grounding. And one thing that I'm finding extremely beneficial that we don't talk about enough is the role of nature in mental health. And, you know, in many parts of the world, this is now becoming a prescription. We find that nature can be extremely grounding. It can lower your heart rate. It can lower your blood pressure. And you know what's really interesting is that in the prior election in 2016, in just a couple of days after the election, there were more hospitalizations for cardiac-related symptoms, palpitations, people feeling dizzy, thinking that they were having heart attacks. So getting out in nature can really be good for not only your cardiac health, but also your mental health.
More news always online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.